We cannot reserve as sacred anything that is not truth, and yet we cannot turn from things of truth that have inspired us in our everyday lives. We must merely embrace both hard and soft truths that must not be avoided. This does not mean we can reserve for ourselves the right to be self-righteous, nor call others self-righteous simply because they disagree with us. And this week's opening quote comes from Leviathan B. Kelly. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Well, it's nice to be able to bring you a show again this week, folks, and I'm happy to inform you that no, the world did not end on September 23rd this year. Apparently, the end of the world has been rescheduled until mid-October sometime, much the way it was in 2015 when the end of the world was due to occur on September 23rd, but it didn't and was rescheduled for October of that year as well. So they seem to be playing the same game again, so you can maintain that hold on that bag of popcorn, folks, because the theatrics haven't finished yet. And if you are someone who is looking forward to such events, well, they've rescheduled it for you for October. So therefore, you won't be looking at the smart grid. You won't be looking at any of the stuff that's being rolled out around you. You'll be sitting there glued to the skies and glued to your screen, waiting for the latest data on the most recent date for the end of the world. Very good the way they do this. Absolutely fantastic the way they do it. And it's just amazing how people continually buy into it. They really do love to keep people distracted, and unfortunately people are distracted very, very easily, and that's why they keep buying into it, I guess. It's just the way things are. But things are going ahead in leaps and bounds. The smart grid is rolling out in leaps and bounds. There is a lot of action being taken against it, though, which is very good. The In Power movement seems to be making a difference. A lot of people are getting involved in that, and I do intend to have the guys from the In Power movement on the show next week to talk about that. I've been trying to get them on for the last couple of weeks, but internet connections and time zones, and it just hasn't worked out with speaking dates and travel and whatever. All sorts of things to stop it happening, but it will happen, and hopefully it will happen next week, so it's a show to look forward to, and that will be some action that you can get involved with yourself on the ground. There's also been around about 180 doctors and physicians and people in Europe who are mounting an action towards their governments to address the health concerns of the 5G grid as well. So it's getting a lot of people's attention. A lot of people are realizing that it is the end game and we do need to get involved in it if we intend to stop it. And you can get involved as well, ladies and gentlemen, by getting involved in the In Power movement, by getting involved in the legal action and the petitions that these European doctors are talking about. I mean, petitions aren't any good, of course, because all they do is tell the government how you feel and what you would like them to do and ask them, would they please be nicer slave masters, but at least these things bring awareness to the public, and ultimately it's going to come down to the public. What it's going to come down to is the individual on the street refusing to comply with this system. It's got to the point that we have to do that, folks. I mean, look at what's happened to our world. Look what's happened to the government. Look what's happened to the police. The police all dress like Batman now, walking around in riot gear. What have the police done to be so concerned about that they need to protect themselves this much against the public? I mean, really. And especially in countries like Australia, you've got the country is completely disarmed and the population are completely squashed and quelled and all of their motivation is gone from them. I mean, you can basically call the country Apothralia now rather than Australia. And yet you've got the police wandering around in riot gear and helmets and batons and deadly weapons hanging off their belts all over them, driving around in armoured SUVs and all sorts of stuff. I mean, what do we need this for? Why do we need our police to be dressed this way? What, to protect us against terrorists? There are no terrorists in Australia. The only terrorists in Australia are the police and the government that they are protecting, the criminal cacistocracy that is running Australia into the ground and running every country into the ground. So it's about time the people looked at this and realised that we have to stop complying with this. If you want to have a safe future, you've got to realize that your government is not your friend. They are building a police state around you. They are bringing in deadly weapons and militarizing the police right in front of your eyes and rolling out a smart grid, a control grid, an active denial grid as well, and a smart grid that will keep tabs on absolutely every single thing that everybody does. And we need to stand up and address this before it's too late. because the government is not your friend, and everything they are doing just proves that point. Malcolm Turnbull is as corrupt as they come, and he must be sitting there rolling with glee, showing the rest of the world how easily he is rolling this out across Australia, because the Apothralians are simply not doing anything about it. Perhaps it's the vaccine damage that they've suffered, perhaps it's the amount of fluoride in the water, but whatever it is, the Australian people really need to wake up to themselves and realise how they are being played by the criminal cacistocracy that has manoeuvred themselves into control of the Australian government. But I digress. And it's not just the Australian government, it's all governments really. I mean, I don't know why I single them out. I guess it's just because that's where I come from. But I guess I single them out too because not too many people in Australia are speaking up about what this government is doing. And it is an ultra-corrupt regime. It's really quite disgraceful to see what's happening to the country in my absence and how little the Australian people are doing to address it. But like I said, it's happening everywhere. It's not just in Australia. It's the entire world that is suffering the same fate, well, the entire Western world anyway, soon to come to the third world, no doubt. But the question is, what can we do about it? What sort of action can we mount to stop this happening? And this is what I get from everybody. People say, well, what are the solutions, Max? You bring us all these problems, but you don't bring us the solutions. And folks, I've been bringing solutions to you on every single show that I've brought you since way back in 2008 when I started doing these radio broadcasts. The problem is that people don't want to hear it because the solution involves them actually getting involved. You know, when you present a solution to people, very often people just want to have a form they can fill out or an email they can send off or a petition they can sign or something they can do, send a couple of dollars to this account or whatever, and suddenly it will heal the world. They don't want to actually have to get involved themselves. And it's going to take the involvement of the people to change anything. And as I've often said, the best form of involvement you can undertake is non-compliance to the system. Simply realize that we are the ones holding it up and refuse to go along with it. Stop shopping with credit cards. Stop using your smart devices. I mean, look, sure, you can use your smartphones, what all you want to use your smartphones for, but don't use them to sign into places. Don't use them to shop with. Don't use them to check into places and check out of places. Use them as a telephone, and maybe, sure, if you want to surf the internet or something, do that, or if you need Google Maps or whatever, do that. But the personal assistants and the way they track you everywhere you go and the way they listen to everything you do, this is not good, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we could use technology to our benefit, and technology is great. I use it all the time, and I love technology. I don't have a problem with technology. But we've got to understand how we're being led by this technology, what all these personal assistants are doing, what all these apps are doing. The way we are surrendering our lives to this system is the problem because of where the system is going and who is in control of the system. And eventually it's going to get to the point where the system is in control of itself, and that's going to be even worse. So, you know, we've got to look at this, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to realize what's happening. And look, just the fact, like I said earlier, the fact that the police are being militarized around you, why are they doing this? Why do you think the police need all these riot gear and all of these SUVs and all these armored vehicles to protect themselves against terrorism? They don't. It's not to protect themselves against terrorism. It's to create a completely armored wall of stupidity between the people and the government. And that's what it's about, whereby anybody who questions the actions of government will disappear into one of these black vehicles and be taken off to a black hole and abused by the police in any way they want because they're completely above the law and they know it. And not only that, but they're morons because they've changed the induction rate of the police so that they're only employing people with IQs of about 104. 104 or below. So these people are not too bright. They're just bright enough to follow orders and bright enough to be stupid and to join in the big boys club and enjoy beating people up the way police so enjoy doing. And these people are not there to protect society, they're there to protect government, and they're there to enforce whatever legislation they are given. That's their mandate. And we need to address this, ladies and gentlemen, because once this smart grid comes online, you won't be able to get away from any of the lines they want you to walk between. And as soon as you do, you'll have these thugs in black Kevlar there to come and put you in a cage. and the government will say how the police are doing such a fine, upstanding job. And if you even dissent or question what the government's doing, they'll just label you as a terrorist and shoot you in the head because they can. And the media will spin it any way they want, and the public will simply buy into it because that's what they do already. You know, and when you try to talk to people about this, they say, oh, this is just fear-mongering, this is that. They don't realize that we are the ones who are holding all of this up, and if you want this to stop, you have to get involved yourself. It's no good just listening to these radio shows and watching YouTube clips, presenting your arguments to people, and arguing with people if they don't agree with your point of view on anything. What you have to do is realize that this system is being held up by each individual who is supporting it, and you have the choice every day, every moment of every day, to pull away from the system. It's really as simple as that. And if you're not prepared to do that, then there's nothing else that's going to happen, because that is the solution. The solution is to realize that it's just people here and we don't need to do any of this. The government's been taken over by a criminal class, and we're refusing to acknowledge that. We're complying with everything they do. We're tolerating their wrong behavior. We're allowing our politicians to go and bomb children all over the world, all these organs that are being harvested everywhere from all these kids, all this human trafficking. We know what's going on. It's ridiculous that we continue to tolerate it. We continue to argue amongst ourselves. We continue to argue over the finer details, left and right, black or white, up or down, all of this irrelevant rubbish, rather than simply withdrawing support from the system while we still have the opportunity to do it. And if we did that, it would solve everything. But people don't do that. People want you to present a solution to them. And what sort of solution do you want? What do you want? You want someone to create a form, to create a movement, so you can what? Go and petition these people, or approach these people, or use their system to ask for change? Or, I mean, the system is corrupt. Why are you going to be acting within those parameters, trying to seek change within those parameters? The system has been designed to just tie you up in red tape so you won't ever get any change. And it's all a fiction anyway. It's just all this rubbish, all these spells that people write down on paper. It doesn't mean anything. So why on earth are people looking for remedy in that system? Why can't they see it for the fiction that it is and simply step away from it and realize that we don't actually have to do any of this? I mean, it's pretty simple if you're just a human being and you step back into being a human being. Now, forget about being a little commodity or a number or a birth certificate or whatever it is you think you are. Forget about what you think you are according to your occupation. You know, you're a plumber or a real estate agent or an artist or a driver or a chauffeur or a cook or a carpenter or a clerk or a secretary. No, you're not. You're a human being. Step back into that and you start realizing what this system is and how you don't actually have to do any of the stuff that you're being told you have to do. And we go through our lives doing the most ridiculous things and the most meaningless activity, running around doing all these jobs that we really don't need to do, missing out on being ourselves for the whole time. And we live our lives in fear. Fear of everything. Fear of the neighbors, fear of the boogeyman, fear of the country next door coming to bomb us. And so we get this police state just to protect us from ourselves. It's ridiculous. You got situations in some Western countries where the school has more control over the children than the parents now. And the parents have just allowed this to happen. They've just let the government bring these rules in and they've just said, oh, this is just the way it is now. Okay. And they go along with it. It's ridiculous. You've got 300 schools in Victoria in Australia now who are saying they will introduce gender transition for students as young as 6 without the consent of the parents, without even the knowledge of the parents that they're doing it. Oh, look, the little boy is playing with a doll. He must want to be a girl. Let's convince him that he wants to be a girl. And look, the little girl is playing in the dirt with a toy truck. Let's convince her that she wants to be a little boy. And that's what they're doing. This is completely and utterly demented. And if the people of Australia don't stand up against this type of child abuse that their government is implementing against their children, and this is child abuse, ladies and gentlemen, either that or it's just profound stupidity. I mean, I don't know how else you'd look at it. I don't know what else you can call it. It isn't political correctness. It's out-and-out stupidity by demented, deranged politicians who have completely lost grip on reality. And that's one good thing about being in Europe, folks. When you see a little boy playing in the dirt, people go, ah, it's just a little roughneck little boy. That's just what little boys do. They allow kids to be rough and to play rough and to do things little boys do. They don't try to control their kids all the time. They allow their kids to express themselves. We don't see that in America. We don't see that in Australia. We see the kids tightly controlled all the time. If they behave outside any parameters that are socially acceptable, they're drugged. They're trained to think this way and to walk between the lines. And if they exhibit any signs of any interest in anything outside the norm, oh, quick, gender transition. This is what our world has become. And this is how corrupt our governments have become because of the tolerance of the people of absolute stupidity and wrong behavior from an utterly corrupt cacistocracy that has taken over control of the political system in all of our countries, with Australia leading the world as a fine, shining example. Seriously, I think it's about time the population got a grip on things and realized how they're being played and stopped tolerating this utter stupidity from this criminal class that is running this world. I mean, honestly, folks, what can I say? And that's the thing, you know, like bringing this information to people. There's so many people that are out there bringing this information to you. There's so many people that are out there alerting us to what's going on and alerting people to what's going on. And with all of it, everyone's saying, well, where are the solutions? But what else can we do but alert people to the fact that this is going on? Because just by knowing this is happening and talking about it and not complying with it actually does make a difference. You know, you can't fix a problem if you're not aware of what the problem is. And that's all I've done, folks, is I've just spoken out about it. I've spoken to as many people as I can. I travel the world. I do everything I can to reach as many people as possible to alert them to what is happening and for their need to get involved by non-compliance to this system. And that's really the only thing that's going to bring about change. Unity on the ground from the people. You know, allow others to disagree with you about finer details. It doesn't matter who you think the ruling hand is. It doesn't matter what rabbit hole you want to go down. It doesn't matter what shape you think the earth is. We all have a common problem. We all have a common issue. And that is a clear and present danger that we are in from this 5G grid, this smart system that is being rolled out right now. You know, and we can all do things to stop this. We can not buy smart devices. Don't buy smart fridges. Don't buy smart toasters. Don't buy any smart electrical device. If you've got a smartphone now, then use the smart functions of it as least as possible. Get a phone that you can take the battery out so that you're not being eavesdropped on all the time. Always shop with cash in the real world. Don't use any automated system. Don't use automated banks or automated supermarkets. You know, there's things that you can do. You know, and talk to people about things. Talk to people in the real world. Don't spend all your life involved in Snapchat and Instagram and thinking that's what life is about. It's a real world out there with real people. Go out and get involved and talk to people about what's happening and alert them to what this 5G grid is really going to do. And there's all sorts of resources on my website. You can scroll down the homepage. You'll find a link there that says 5G resources for parents and schools. You can go and look at that. Look at some of the things that there are that you can share with people and look at some of the dangers of this grid. I mean, get involved, ladies and gentlemen. This involves every single man, woman, and child in the Western world. It's just going to affect everybody. And it's up to you to get involved yourself if you want to make a difference. Because there is no action that anyone can mount. There is no movement that will start. I mean, the In Power movement is doing a good thing because that's teaching people that they have to get involved on the ground. So that's kind of a movement without leaders. It's a movement without a spearhead. It's a movement that involves everybody getting involved for themselves and taking responsibility for themselves. And we have an opportunity to address the situation that way, and it's making a difference. So get involved in that. And even doing that sort of a thing, it may inspire and empower people to want to get involved in other things and to realize that the people that are doing all of this are actually liable for their actions. It doesn't matter if they write stuff down to say, oh, we're not liable for the damage this may cause and you can't do anything about it. They are actually liable. It's like with the vaccine situation. You know, you have to sign a waiver to say you won't prosecute the doctor for any damage that happened to your child. Well, don't sign it. And tell the doctor that they are liable for any damage that does happen to your child as a result of this vaccine. And let them know that you will be holding them accountable for that. And it doesn't matter what the legal system says. If the legal system doesn't work in that regard, then we'll go above the legal system and we'll put it back to constitutional law, back to common law, because these people are accountable for what they do. And any doctor that says he's not liable for damage caused by vaccines is full of it anyway, because he's in breach of his Hippocratic Oath simply by giving the vaccine to the person in the first place. So, you know, not only are they breaking the law, not only are they doing damage, but they are also in breach of a solemn oath that they took, indicating that none of these people have any integrity to begin with. Now, the population is being poisoned by these people, and we're having this whole smart grid come online, which is going to further poison the people, electromagnetically, spiritually, emotionally. It's going to do a lot of damage to us, folks. Plus, it's going to do all sorts of damage to the general environment as well. You know, the damage that it's going to do to food. It changes the cell structure of all food that it comes into contact with. There's no safety studies that have been done. We know this is happening, and we know what the solution is, and that is for people to realize that they have to stand up for themselves. Because that is the only solution, and it's really only ever been the only solution. All the movements that people have tried to start and all the avenues that people have tried to lead you down, these are just all so that you'll feel good. You know, throw some money to me and we'll sign a form and we'll head this way, but it'll do nothing. That's what all of these movements are for. You know, you've got to get involved yourself. You've got to realize that there's just people here that are running this show. They're your employees, and you don't have to do what they say. In fact, quite the opposite. But it's time that we stood up and started taking responsibility for ourselves. I know they're making it very difficult. So many disasters, so much stuff going on in the United States at the moment, all these hurricanes and fires and everything. You can't tell me that half of this isn't contrived, folks. It really does seem to be contrived. Earthquakes everywhere. The world's just going off at the moment. And with HAARP and all the chemtrails and all the stuff that they're doing, we know how they can manipulate the weather. They've got patents on manipulating the weather. The US Air Force even announced they could manipulate the weather back in 2010 or something. So it isn't like it's hidden. They have told us that they can do this. And with what we're seeing in the face of all of the political theatre as well at the same time, it really does seem to be snowballing at the moment far more than we've seen before. And people may be wanting to attribute this to supernatural forces or end times or whatever, but I think a lot of it is being manipulated through weather modification and all of the technology that they've got at their disposal. And again, I think a lot of it is to keep us distracted, you know, to allow all of this smart system to come online. I think that's why we're seeing so much theatrics and so much political maneuvering and threat of war and hurricanes and earthquakes. And I was even talking to a friend of mine in Bali the other day who said that they got evacuated from their house in Bali because they thought there was going to be a volcanic eruption in Bali just last week. So this is really snowballing all around the earth. They're doing everything they can to keep people in fear and to keep people distracted. And I really think that underlying it all is this whole surveillance grid, this whole smart grid, this whole 5G network. I think that's what is underlying the entire thing. And that's what so much of this theatrics is for. And I think all countries are involved in it as well, folks. I don't think there's any good guys or bad guys here. I mean, I know we've seen a lot of posturing against North Korea and posturing against Russia. I don't know if anyone saw Morgan Freeman's video that he put out the other day about the Russian hacks. Well, there goes Morgan Freeman's credibility, whatever he had. And we've been so nice to the man. We've allowed him to play himself in every movie he's ever been in, and we've given him credibility and allowed him to get rich. And now he turns out to be a total globalist sellout, just pushing right-wing propaganda for the kakistocracy all along. It's quite a shame, really. But yeah, there goes Morgan Freeman's credibility. But yeah, it's just all propaganda and more theatre for the masses and more playing people off against each other, more good guy, bad guy rhetoric and theatre. It's just stuff to keep people busy, stuff to keep people distracted, stuff to keep people in fear so they won't notice what's going on right beneath their feet. You know, and that's really what we're facing, ladies and gentlemen. It's what's going on right in our backyards, right beneath our feet. What's being brought out in the name of convenience. What's being brought out in the name of keeping us connected and keeping us updated and giving everyone internet and making things lightning fast and all the stuff that they're presenting it as, what they're putting in place is an active denial system and a complete digital lockdown of all of our countries. And this isn't really what we want the technology to do, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, technology has been a huge gift to mankind. The internet has been a huge gift. We can do marvelous things with the technology that we've got. Our problem is that we're not paying attention to our leaders. We're not paying attention to what these people are doing. And we're just assuming that they're the good guys. We're believing their theatre that we need them to protect us against the country next door. When we don't. The country next door isn't a threat. North Korea isn't a threat to the United States. If the president of North Korea is a threat to Donald Trump, then Donald Trump and the President of North Korea should go and have a war somewhere themselves. They don't need to involve the rest of the country because none of the people in North Korea want to bomb the United States and none of the people in the United States want to bomb North Korea. Well, maybe those who've been fed propaganda enough by their governments on both sides and by the controlled media on both sides may want to indulge in war, but that's only because they're uninformed, misinformed, and most of the people are just kept stupid by their government and kept stupid by the media, because that is the job of the media. The job of the media is to keep people uninformed and to sway public opinion to get behind whatever the government wants to do. And that is all media does. It certainly isn't the watchdog of the government the way it was designed to be. It's far stepped away from that path. But folks, we have to realize what's going on here, and we have to realize that the solutions can be implemented by us. You know, indeed, we are the solution to all of these problems, and we always have been. You know, all the problems that we face in the world come from mankind and from mankind's tolerance of wrong behavior. You know, we argue about little issues and yet we tolerate wrong behavior on a massive level from our governments, but we don't tolerate the slightest discrepancy or the slightest difference in opinion from anybody else. I got someone questioning me the other day for even using the word mankind and said, no, you should use people because it's an offense to women to use the word mankind. This is how ridiculous our world's got, folks. People will hear the message that you say, but they'll still want to pick you up on their politically correct programming and want you to speak in a politically correct manner rather than simply facing the fact that it doesn't matter what words you use. We have a clear and present danger, and you should feel free to use whatever words you want to scream, wake up at the top of your voice, which is essentially what I've been doing for the last 10 years on this radio show and pretty well what most of the independent media is doing. They've been trying to find a nice way to say wake up, and now we're getting picked up on our political correctness even by those who are claiming to be awake. You know, I still get people picking me up on the images that I use. Oh, this guy says good words, but watch out, there's spinning dials and cogs here and blue rings that are leading you down this programmed mind control. It's unbelievable, folks. Shape worshippers who put more value on what they're looking at than what they're hearing. Folks, if the images that I use in the videos offend you, feel free to turn off your monitor and just listen to the words. Because I only even really add images to the videos because it's a video, so it would be kind of boring for me to leave the screen blank. But I can't even put a spinning yin and yang sign in a video and leave that on for the duration because people accuse me of using hypnotic images. That's how bad it's got. But folks, really it's about the words. I mean, when all is said and done, this is a radio show. The stuff that goes up on YouTube is secondary to the fact that this is a radio show, and really it's about the words that I'm speaking. But I think we've reached break time here, ladies and gentlemen, so thank you for joining me on the air today in this rather personal rant that I've been getting into. But it is break time now, so we'll go and have one, and I'll be back to speak to you again in a few minutes. Don't go away. And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. So in looking at the system, it's really quite easy to identify the fact that we're living in a slavery system, that we're living in a people farm. It's quite easy to identify the fact that our government is in fact a criminal class. The world is being run by what is essentially a cacistocracy, as I keep calling them, because that's what they are. It's really easy to identify these things, and it's really easy to speak out about it the way I'm doing and the way many other people are doing. But even in doing so, we've got to be very careful in what we're doing, because we don't want to just undermine the system to the point that it collapses. I mean, sure, anarchy would be great. Anarchy, self-governance is the perfect way for the world to run, but it would take a transitional period for that to happen. You know, what we need is education for people, real education, where they are educated back to a point of self-awareness, where they are even capable of self-governance, and that would take a little while. But what we're doing in speaking out against the system, we are also undermining confidence in our own governments to a degree that may well be our own downfall if we're not careful. I mean, things need to be addressed. We need to get to a point where we've got a united community that can stand up and call these people out for what they are and simply demand answers and demand accountability. and lead the world back to a safer place. That would be a good thing to do. But we can't lead the world to a point that it just erupts into revolution or something, because that will create power vacuums and that will open the way for other countries to march in, such as Russia or China or whatever. And an interesting thing, looking at the recent Morgan Freeman video that I mentioned in the first half of this show, the propaganda in that is absolutely incredible, the propaganda that he's presenting to the world about these Russian hacks. And he mentions in the video how Russia has worked to undermine people's confidence in their governments through social media. So you've got to look at how this can be played as well. With all the new security laws that are being brought in all of our countries, the new terrorism laws, the new anti-terrorism laws, the ability for police to be able to shoot to kill anyone who is a terror suspect. Well, what constitutes a terrorist suspect? Could it be someone who is possibly seen as a Russian spy speaking out, promoting Russian propaganda? And what would be Russian propaganda? Well, according to Morgan Freeman's video, that would be anyone who's seeking to undermine their government on social media. So you can see the way this can be played, and you can see the way this can be put into the minds of the people. Whereas anybody who's ever appeared on Russia Today or Press TV or any of these foreign news outlets, anyone who's spoken out against the government, anyone who's spoken out against 9/11, anyone who's called out Hillary Clinton for what she is, could possibly be seen as a spy or part of a terrorist cell working for a foreign power. And understand that all of these governments collude together to do this. I mean, why would companies such as RT and Press TV and all of these organizations seek to be getting all of these truthers on as commenters on their shows? I mean, the people that they're getting on, I mean, these aren't exactly people with credentials. I mean, they have me on Press TV and they claim that I'm a political analyst or whatever, the label they give me. This is a label they give me, not a label that I choose myself. I'm just a person that gets on there to make a comment. But this is the way they label people, and this is the way all stations seem to label people. And I've noticed a particular trend in RT and other stations such as Al Jazeera or Press TV or a lot of these stations, which admittedly a lot of them are doing good work. There's good articles and there's good statements that come on there. But then you see something like this Morgan Freeman video come out, and you see the type of counter propaganda that they're bringing out to deal with the propaganda that's been released by RT and Press TV and all these other stations. And admittedly, like I said, a lot of what they're bringing you is factual stuff, but still it's propaganda. I mean, all news is propaganda. All news is designed to mold public opinion in a certain direction, and it comes from all sources. And I truly believe that all of these governments work together and all collude together. I mean, even when I'm on Press TV, there's certain things that I just can't say. There's certain things they won't let me say anyway. You know, I might say them and they'll go live on air, but they won't publish the videos afterwards. And I'm kind of lucky I can get them out. So I've learned that if I want to get the video on YouTube, there's certain boundaries I simply can't cross. So you've got to look at how all of this is controlled. You know, all of these news services, they'll let you say so much, but only if you're saying what they want you to say, because it serves their agenda. And what is really underlying all of this, as I keep saying, is this 5G grid, the whole smart system that's coming online. And this is coming online in all countries. Doesn't matter which country you're talking about. It's going to be coming online in Iran. It's going to be coming online in Russia. It'll be coming online in China. It'll be coming online in every country that uses the tech. That's the thing. So underneath all of this is this 5G grid. And all of these news services and all of this talk against the government is serving to identify certain people, and it's serving to associate certain people with certain governments that may be seen as being the enemy. But again, this is simply because they're playing the enemy. It's not really about that. It's about identifying people. It's about identifying activists. I think that's what a lot of this has been all about, and I think it's very important for people to pay attention to this and to really look back and see how they're being played and look at what the bigger picture is. And remember, as I said, that all of these governments and news services collude together. I mean, don't think that they're all enemies, because they're not. They're all working together to perform the same task. Now, as I've often said, when governments go to war, they don't bomb the government buildings, they go and bomb all the people. And you've got to ask yourself, if Iran is such a threat to the United States, then why does Press TV have an office in New York, and why do they have an office in LA? TV stations, you know, why do they have a TV station in London? Why does RT have a TV station in America? couple of TV stations in America and one in England, if indeed these are enemies? Why is there a British news station in Iran? Why are there British reporters and American news reporters in Iran? Why are there British and American news reporters in Russia? Why are they in China? If all these people are our enemy, then how do we have these reporters on the ground in these places, and how do we have TV stations in each other's countries reporting propaganda against that country from a TV station within its own borders? And you've got to look at how all this is played, folks. It's all theatre for the masses, the whole thing. I mean, remember way back when Ronald Reagan was president of the United States, he went in and bombed Libya simply because there were radio broadcasts coming from a bunker near Gaddafi's headquarters, which were apparently speaking out against the United States, and they called that terrorist propaganda. This was actually an Israeli operation. It was found out later that Mossad had actually snuck in there and put this radio there and had left it broadcasting anti-Western propaganda. And this was used as an excuse to bomb Libya. And yet, here we have Iran seen as the deadly enemy of the United States and sanctions against Iran and all sorts of stuff, and yet Iran has two television stations, one in New York and one in LA, both of which are constantly broadcasting what must only be seen by Western standards as being judged as anti-Western propaganda. And so it really should become apparent that all of this is really just theatre for the masses, ladies and gentlemen. And really, it's not just about theatre, it's not just promoting propaganda, it's not just about playing the enemy and setting the stage for the police state to be brought online, because that's really what enemies are for. You know, you can't have a police state in your country if you don't have an external threat. And with the war of terror and the fact that anybody can be a terrorist, any homegrown terrorist, you know, people driving cars around, all the stuff that we're seeing staged now, this means it isn't just the external threat, it's also the internal threat. And so you get the need for the police state to come online. That's how Hegelian dialectic works, and the whole thing is staged. But underlying that, you know, when you look at all of the fact that, like I said, we've got activists being asked to appear on foreign news services, truthers being asked to appear on foreign news services, we've got websites such as Facebook, which have come online, and Facebook is all about channeling people into one spot, corralling people into one area, keeping them all contained. That's what Facebook is for. Facebook is very good at controlling the flow of information on Facebook as well, so it's very, very difficult to get access to real information via Facebook anymore. And plus, like I said, it keeps people contained, keeps them all in one spot, and it identifies who is connected to who, who's following who, who's listening to who. You've got to understand what the internet is. It's an international net, and that's what it's for. They're fishing for people, they're fishing for activists, they're fishing for people who are speaking out against the government, and they're setting people up by getting people being interviewed on foreign news services and commenting on foreign news services. When you get to a situation such as what was described by George Orwell, for example, where you've got the world split into three regions, two of which are constantly warring with the other one, and you are constantly at war because you need war, because it's an enemy that keeps the country going, it's an enemy that creates the need for government. You know, without an enemy, you don't need government. You don't need anyone to look after you if there's no boogeyman over the border. So they create these boogeymen, they all play different roles, and they are in the process at the moment of coordinating things and consolidating things. You know, we've got enemies, kind of mythical enemies and mishmosh enemies around the world, but they need to consolidate it all into one coherent package so that we've got basically three or four superpowers, two of who will always be in alliance with each other and warring with the other one or two. That's the way it will always be. And it's all theatre for the masses. But what they've done with 9/11 is not only have they sparked the war of terror, but they've also sparked the rise of the truth movement, and they've created the means of identifying all of the activists, all of the free thinkers, all of the people who are in the know, all of the people who haven't been programmed by the system, who aren't buying into what the government is selling them. And I would suggest that they've also managed to set a lot of people up in the process by identifying them with foreign powers that will later be seen as the enemy and that are being portrayed as the enemy already. And as I said, when you look at the recent Morgan Freeman video and how they're attributing this to Russia undermining governments via social media, blah, 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 the new anti-terrorism laws. You can see how all this can be played. So the truth community and activist community needs to be very, very careful at the moment. They need to be very, very careful to maintain credibility and be very, very aware of what they're saying and what sort of actions they're promoting. And it's important to be empowering people with the information that you're giving them and not ruining their lives, not leading them down rabbit holes of inaction, not leading them down rabbit holes that lead nowhere, not putting them in fear, but sharing knowledge with people, not doing it for a profit, not doing it for any other reason other than to heal the world. It's really, really important that when you do bring information to people, you present it to them in an empowering way. You know, in delivering this information to people comes a great responsibility, because this information can be extremely debilitating to a mind that is closed. It comes across one of these videos or comes across this information for the first time. It can be extremely confronting for them. And so it's extremely important that people who are bringing real information to people also empower people with the knowledge of this information and also attempt to present solutions to the problems that they're sharing with people. This is what I've done with every show, folks, is attempt to present solutions to all of these problems. And the solution is unity. But, you know, you've got to be aware of the problem before you're going to be able to fix the problem. But people need to really, truly comprehend that we need unity of population. We need unity of community. We need people to stand together and realize how we're being played. You know, we need accountability from government. We don't need revolution. We don't need violence. We don't need any of that stuff. We simply need people to remember who and what they are and stand in the power that they have to call these people to account, because we don't need the world to continue in the direction that it's going. Yeah, and we're at a crucial point where we could do this and we could lead ourselves into a world where we have all of this wonderful technology that is coming online, but it's being done in a way that benefits humanity. Not in a way that is going to be depleting us of our health and depleting us of our freedom, because that's what's happening. This whole 5G grid, the health concerns of this are phenomenal. And that's why there's so many scientists and physicians and doctors and all sorts of people speaking out against this now. But unfortunately, the governments are just seeing dollar signs and they're seeing control and they're seeing the benefits that it's going to bring them and the banksters and lords that they serve. And so they're just allowing it to happen. They're not serving the people. And it's time for the people to call it. That's why I bring these shows to people. And it's very important that people look at the information and see the importance of what we've been talking about and the importance of what I've been bringing you on these shows. And I know a lot of it is very disturbing, especially when I get into these free thought flows like I've been doing for the last few shows, because I never really know where it's going to go. So I never really know what type of information I'm going to be bringing you. I never really know how disturbing it's going to be. So, you know, it's really important to be able to look at this stuff and remove stake in the outcome of what you're hearing. Remove stake in the outcome of your life. I mean, you know, you're only here for a ride anyway. You're only here for a little while. And what is important is what we do with it. And what is important is the direction that we help mankind go in, the direction that we help shift consciousness into. You know, I look at all of this stuff and I find it empowering. I don't find it negative at all. You know, I find it very, very empowering to know what's going on and to be able to see the matrix and see the control grid the way I see it. I find it very confronting at times. Sometimes I find it almost overwhelming. Sometimes I find the problems to be almost insurmountable. But I have this enormous faith in the human race to be able to get through this. And I think that's what a lot of us are here for. I think a lot of us are here to see these problems and to just stand in the face of them and point out the ridiculousness of the human situation. You know, really, it's all ridiculous. It is. It's absolutely stupid that we've allowed ourselves to get to this point. And a lot of what the governments are suggesting we do is completely and utterly ridiculous by any type of human or moral or social standards at all. So all we have to do really is point that out to people, and I think they will see it because it's pretty obvious. You know, in all of this, I think there's opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. But again, you need to identify what these problems are before we can ever hope to fix these problems. And there's no good being backwards about it. There's no good putting your head in the sand and pretending these things aren't happening, because that certainly isn't going to heal them. And really, that's what all this is about, isn't it? Really, it's about healing. It's about bringing healing to the human condition. because we've gone so far from our path. We really have. You know, and all the talk that I bring you, all the speaking out about technology that I've done lately, a lot of people are seeing me as someone who's anti-tech, like I mentioned earlier, but I'm not. I love technology. It isn't that the technology is bad. It's just that where we're being led is bad. And of course, all of this, as I've mentioned before, comes from the usurious monetary system. Israel is at the hand of so much of what is going on. But again, what are we going to do about that? Even if we bring down the state of Israel, the tech is still being rolled out. Even if we bring down all our governments, the tech is still being rolled out. And I think so much of it is theater. I think so much of what Israel does is so that we will see how blatantly corrupt it is, and we'll continue to point the finger at it, knowing that we'll never get anywhere because all of the governments are bought and paid for. They all have to sign the AIPAC treaty before they get funding. I believe we've got a similar thing in Australia as well. There's a Israeli supporting document, something in Australia that people have to sign. And this basically pledges allegiance to the state of Israel as well. So we can see who's behind all of this, who's behind undermining all of the races and creating this whole mishmash. Who is merging the genders together? Who's controlling the education system? Who's staging the whole war of terror? What it's all about. But it's important to realize that there's no real enemies in this as far as governments go. The governments aren't really fighting against each other at all. They're all colluding with each other to create the situation that we are in right now. And what 9/11 and most of the truth movement has been about is about the international net and identifying those people who know what's going on and those people who are speaking out against the system and creating a scenario where it will be possible to sweep the world of these people. They'll all be seen as terrorists and activists. They've got things such as the Flat Earth Movement. Many of them will be seen as having a belief the Earth is flat as well. So it's all going to be thrown together, ladies and gentlemen. You can see how this whole scenario is being set up if you can just take the time to step back and look at it. Put aside all of your belief systems. Don't buy into any scenario that anybody is offering you. Step back, wipe the slate clean, and just look at the bigger picture. Look at how we're being played. Look at how all of this is being set up. And when you do, you can kind of see how it's heading to this inevitable conclusion. And we can change it if we can see this. You know, it's a chess game, folks. You've got to look a few moves ahead to be able to see what's happening. And you've got to know the way the game is played. Now, so much of what we see in the world today is theater. And there's nothing major that happens in the world that isn't designed to be that way. And it's the same with activism. You know, the whole rise of the truth movement, 9/11, all this stuff, it didn't happen this way because it was a random thing. You know, this big wave of awareness didn't suddenly sweep the world and suddenly all these truthers started speaking out against the government. This was a controlled wave that was created by certain people who were put into key positions, who alerted you to 9/11 and brought all this stuff to public attention and created that spark just to see who would take the bait, where it would take off, where it would go, what direction people would go in, what sort of information would come out. And then they peppered it with so much disinformation. I mean, there were so many COINTEL operatives on YouTube, so many people bringing you all sorts of information which is so speculative and associating everything they can with everything else they can and associating all sorts of real truth with all sorts of wild speculation. It's been such a play. It really has. And it's so easy to see how it's been done, why it's been done, and where it's leading. You just have to take the time to step back and look at it. And like I said, folks, put all your belief systems away. Put everything aside and just step back and look at it like a chess game. And imagine if you wanted to lock the world down into a police state and you wanted to identify all of the active minds, all of the truthers, all the dissidents, all the people that might pose a problem for you and lock them down into a system anyway and then eliminate them. How would you go about it? Think about it. And I know it's kind of a disturbing thing to think about because when you do sit back and think about it, you do come to an inevitable conclusion. But really, I think many people out there should just sit back and think about what they're doing, how they've been led, and what the way out of this mess really is. Because the way out lies within your heart. The way out lies with the people. All you need to do is unite. We can do that by putting down our belief systems, putting down all of the stuff that we believe makes us different from our neighbours and different from the people around us, different from the other activists. Put it all aside, allow people to think differently, stand up as one united voice and call for accountability from our elected employees. That would make a big difference, folks, because these people are a criminal cacistocracy. And the way they control us is through violence. And the way they want us to react to that control is through violence. They want us marching in the street. They want us protesting. They want us fighting the police, fighting the legal system, rather than simply putting our tools down, turning and facing them and calling them out for what they are. If we were to do that, we could heal the world very, very quickly. We can only do that if we allow others to think differently and arise as one united voice. Come on, humanity. Let's do it. Let's put all of these belief systems aside. Realize that we don't know the answers to so many problems. What we do know is that we are living in a slavery system. We are living in a people farm. And right now we have the ability to identify that problem and to change it. If we could just find a way of agreeing to disagree and standing up as one united voice. And this has been my message right from the start, folks, way back since 2008, since I first began doing these radio shows. And the amount of trolling that I get from it, the amount of attacks and abuse that I get from it still amazes me. How many people don't listen to the words? How many people have a foregone conclusion of what you're saying before you've said it? And how many people seek to promote division? How many people continually push their belief systems on others and seek to undermine anybody who thinks differently? When there's so many actions at play here, there's so many things happening to divide us, so many people just promote that division. And it really does blow my mind. But I think all of it comes as a lesson, really, and all of it, well, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It certainly has with me. But we need to put all of these differences aside, ladies and gentlemen. We need to realize that the solution lies with us. It lies in the hearts of every single person who's listening to this show. It lies in the hearts of everybody. We just have to choose to go in a different direction. And that will happen if we can just choose to respect each other. As I said, this has been my message right from the beginning, and I just hope people are hearing it correctly. I'm sure a lot of people are, and I'm sure a lot of the attacks are directed that way. I'm sure there's a lot of paid trolls out there that do attack and troll anybody who's speaking the truth and bringing an empowering message to people, and so it is to be expected. But folks, we're getting very close to the end of the show here, so I'm probably going to have to leave it there for now. I'm speaking in Swindon tomorrow. That is the 1st of October, and I'm speaking there from midday until about 6 p.m. in the evening. It's going to be quite a long talk, and that will be videoed, so if you can't get to the gig, because I believe it is sold out, then you will get to see it on video at some stage. After that, I'm coming back for some Kumbo workshops in Holland, and then I'm heading on to Hawaii for Kumbo workshops in Hawaii. I'm also speaking at Anacapulco next year, in February next year. You can find a link for that on my website. And if you do want to come to Anacapulco, if you buy a ticket, if you use the coupon, the Crow House, you'll get a discount on your ticket, and that's very worthwhile as well. So do take the link from the Crow House and check that out if you want to come to Anacapulco. And if you're coming to Swindon, then I will see you tomorrow. Thank you to all those who continue to support the show, who continue to listen to the radio show. Thank you to all those who support the Patreon account. Again, I cannot thank the Patreon supporters enough. You are the only people who keep me going. I do so many talks around the world that I don't get paid for, and I travel so much, and it does become quite grueling, and you are the only people that actually keep the show on the air and keep me in a position where I can continue to bring this information to people and hopefully continue to make some type of a difference in this world. And I cannot thank you enough. So my heart truly does go out to all the Patreon supporters and to all the people who continue to listen to the show as well. But that is it for me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm completely out of time. I'm going to have to leave it there for now. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get you a show next week, although I may be able to bring you an interview with the Empower Movement guys next week, and that would be a good one if I can do that. If not, then I will speak to you the week after. But whenever it is, I will speak to you as soon as I'm able. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh, my friends. In Lakesh.